Chapter 6. Nature. Internet porn is so addicting because it hijacks the brain's natural reward and pleasure-seeking mechanisms designed to keep you motivated in finding sexual partners. Internet porn's instant and highly accessible format keep the brain's natural reward mechanism producing dopamine significantly longer than would be possible naturally. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that encourages action, followed by feelings of pleasure produced by opiates. More dopamine, more action, more opiates, more feelings of pleasure. Without dopamine, actions such as eating wouldn't feel pleasurable. Foods high in fat and sugar produce higher dopamine release. Porn triggers a flood of dopamine, causing you to act, masturbating and orgasming, which triggers another flood of opiates. The brain is naturally incentivized to get as much dopamine as possible, because dopamine means action, and action means survival. The brain stores the massive dopamine hit obtained from using porn as a script for easy recall, strengthening neural pathways through the release of a chemical called delta-phosphine. The brain calls up these pathways in response to prompts such as sexy commercials, being alone with your laptop or phone, feeling stressed, tired, or even just being bored. Suddenly you're being bombarded by your brain's signals telling you that it's time to watch more porn, masturbate, and get more dopamine. Every time this is repeated, more delta-phosphine is released so the signal becomes stronger, quicker, and more intense. The brain produces dopamine, but the only way you can feel the effects of dopamine is through receptors which also reside in the brain and take in the dopamine along with other neurotransmitters and brain chemicals. The brain also has a self-correcting system which limits the number of dopamine and opioid receptors when frequent and daily flooding of dopamine and opiates is detected. This correction system is necessary to prevent us from becoming completely sedated and overcome by pleasure so that we forget to even eat. Unfortunately, these receptors are also needed to keep us motivated to handle the daily stresses of life. The nominal amounts of dopamine produced by natural activity simply can't compare to that of the super stimulant of internet porn. Even worse, whatever amounts of dopamine are produced by natural activities also won't be as efficiently absorbed by the brain due to having decreased receptors. This leads you to feel more stressed and irritated than normal. This process is known as desensitization. In this cycle, you cross the line into more and more stimulating types of porn, trigger deeper feelings and emotions such as guilt, disgust, thrill, embarrassment, anxiety, and fear, which in turn raises dopamine levels even higher and causes the brain to misinterpret these feelings as sexual arousal with orgasm as the natural reward. As time passes, not only is the brain desensitized to previously seen porn clips and images, but also similar porn genres and shock level. The same images and videos lack novelty, cause the brain to release less and less dopamine, lower motivation, and trigger feelings of lower satisfaction. Our brains are constantly rating the amount of dopamine stimulation each image and video provides, pushing you to find new content to satisfy the hunger. You're on a never-ending mission to find more novelty, clicking on the outrageous, shock-inducing videos and content you couldn't stomach at all when you first curiously looked at porn. A tiny moment of peace and security is all that's needed to get through a rough spot in life. But will your desensitized brain be able to catch that little drop of relief that a non-porn user's brain is able to use? For in the dew of little things the heart finds its morning and is refreshed. Khalil Gibran. Porn-induced dopamine flooding acts like a quick-acting drug. Dopamine levels decline quickly, inducing feelings of withdrawal. These are those empty, nervous, irritable feelings that make you think you are stressed and unable to relax. Many porn users have the illusion that withdrawal symptoms are a terrible trauma that they must suffer through when trying, or being forced, to quit. In fact, these withdrawal symptoms are just an illusion. The porn user is merely feeling deprived of their favorite pleasure and preferred coping mechanism. The little monster. The actual pangs of withdrawal from porn are so subtle that most porn users have lived and died without realizing they're drug addicts. Many porn users would never use drugs, yet that's exactly what they're doing. The drug heroin also manipulates your brain's production of neurotransmitters and receptors to trigger feelings and emotions. Fortunately, porn is an easy drug to quit, but you first need to accept that you're addicted. Withdrawal from porn doesn't cause any physical pain and is merely an empty, restless feeling, as if something is missing. When prolonged, this feeling becomes nervousness, insecurity, agitation, low confidence, and irritability. It's like hunger, but for a poison. Within seconds of engaging in a porn session, dopamine is supplied and the craving ends, resulting in a feeling of fulfillment as we lose track of time and become completely absorbed into our addiction. In early days of porn usage, withdrawal pangs are so slight we're unaware of them. When we become regular porn users, we believe it's because we've come to enjoy it or merely gotten into a little habit. The truth is, we're already hooked but don't realize it yet. The little monster is already in our brains, even if we only engage in porn sessions every once in a while to feed it. Although the first few looks were probably out of genuine curiosity, eventually every porn user begins seeking porn for irrational reasons. There are several reasons why someone first looks at porn, but the only reason anyone continues using porn, whether they're a casual or heavy user, is because they must keep feeding that little monster in their brains. The whole situation is a series of cruel and confusing punishments, with perhaps the most pathetic aspect being the sense of enjoyment a user tries to derive from a porn session, attempting to get back to the sense of peace, tranquility, and confidence their body had before becoming addicted in the first place. The annoying alarm. Do you know the feeling when a neighbor's home alarm has been ringing all day, or some other minor persistent aggravation? Then the noise suddenly stops and marvelous feelings of peace and tranquility wash over you. It isn't really peace, but merely the ending of an aggravation. Before we start the next porn session, our bodies are complete. But we begin forcing our brains to pump dopamine into the body. When we're done and the dopamine begins to leave, we think we're suffering withdrawal pangs. This isn't physical pain, merely an empty feeling. We aren't even aware it exists. If you didn't know porn addiction causes this feeling, you might think it's normal. As previously stated, many porn addicts live and die never knowing they are addicted. These withdrawal symptoms are like a dripping tap inside our bodies. Our rational minds don't understand it, but they don't need to. All we know is that we want porn, and when we masturbate, the craving goes away. However, the satisfaction is fleeting because to relieve the craving, more porn is required. As soon as you orgasm, the craving starts again, and the trap continues to hold you. This is a feedback loop that is designed to continue forever, unless you break it. The porn trap is like wearing tight shoes just to obtain the pleasure of taking them off. There are three primary reasons why porn users can't see it this way. 1. From birth, we've been subjected to massive amounts of brainwashing telling us that internet porn is simply another modern development that replaced the printed version of porn. This fallacy is packaged with the message that masturbation isn't harmful to humans. 2. Physical dopamine withdrawal involves no actual pain, merely an empty, insecure feeling inseparable from hunger and normal stress. These feelings drive us into more and more porn sessions because the feelings we create are the same feelings we're trying to avoid by using porn. We regard these feelings and cravings as normal, even believing this is a normal person's sex drive. 3. It's when you're not consuming internet porn that you suffer feelings of emptiness and insecurity. The process of getting addicted is very subtle and gradual. The empty feelings come on slowly and are usually regarded as normal, even part of your personality, and are not blamed on the previous porn sessions. From the moment the internet browser is opened and you begin your session, you get an immediate dopamine boost, become less nervous, more relaxed, and internet porn gets all the credit for negating the emptiness you felt. This back-to-front process makes all drugs difficult to quit. Imagine the state of panic heroin addicts must feel when they don't have any more heroin. Now picture the utter joy they feel when they can finally plunge a needle into their vein. Non-heroin addicts don't suffer that panicked feeling. The drug doesn't relieve the feeling, it causes it. Non-porn users don't suffer empty feelings of deprivation and panic when they haven't had their regular fix of internet porn. Non-porn users can't understand how porn users possibly obtain pleasure from two-dimensional videos with muted sounds and abnormal body proportions. Eventually, porn users can't understand it either, even when the cravings are stronger than they've ever been. We mentioned how internet porn feels relaxing or satisfying to the porn addict. But how can you be satisfied unless you were dissatisfied in the first place? A non-user doesn't suffer from this unsatisfied state, being completely relaxed after a no-sex date, while the user can't relax until they have satisfied their little monster. A genuine pleasure? As an important reminder, the main reason porn users find it difficult to quit is due to the belief that they're giving up genuine pleasure. It's essential to understand that you're giving up absolutely nothing. One way to understand the subtleties of the porn trap is by comparing it with eating. Eating regular meals helps us avoid the feeling of hunger. We only become aware of hunger if a meal is delayed. There's no physical pain, just an empty, insecure feeling recognized as hunger. This feeling makes the process of satisfying our hunger a very pleasant experience. Pornography addiction withdrawal causes similar feelings which we could mistake as natural, like hunger, but this is a huge mistake. With porn addiction withdrawals, there's also no physical pain, just an empty, insecure ache, and the reward mechanism behaves in similar ways. But it's this similarity that tricks the porn user into believing there's a genuine pleasure to be obtained. Although eating and porn appear to be similar and both use the brain's reward-seeking mechanisms, there are major differences between them. Hunger is an indicator of a legitimate survival necessity, while withdrawal pangs from pornography addiction only indicate that the porn user is addicted. Ignoring hunger, while possible for the disciplined, will result in degradation of the physical state, while ignoring withdrawal pangs from pornography addiction causes them to disappear without any repercussions. Eating does not create hunger, it genuinely relieves it, whereas each porn session adds to the brain's dependency on dopamine and makes the cravings for each subsequent porn session more intense. While it's true that some people suffer from eating disorders and addictions to certain foods, no one can simply stop eating forever. Food is a survival necessity. Contrarily, the only reason a porn user opens an internet browser is to end the empty feelings the previous porn session created. As the addiction becomes stronger, ending the withdrawal feelings requires a constant supply of new and outrageous porn to satiate the artificial craving. Chronic porn usage isn't a habit, it's a drug addiction. When we start to use porn, we must force ourselves to cope with it. Before we know it, we're escalating into increasingly bizarre and shocking porn. The thrill is in the hunting, not the killing. Dopamine rapidly leaves the body after orgasm, explaining why porn users want to edge, delaying orgasm, by opening many browser tabs and constantly switching between them, crossing the red line. As with any other drug, the body tends to develop a tolerance to the same dosage of porn viewed repeatedly over time. Porn addicts can't be satisfied with the same old videos and images over and over. Our brains want something else and more of it. After short periods of watching the same porn content, it ceases to completely relieve the withdrawal pangs that the previous session created. There's a tug of war occurring in this porn paradise. You want to stay on the safe side of your dignity, but your brain is asking you to click on the forbidden fruit. You'll feel better after the porn session, but you'll be more nervous and less relaxed than someone who never started watching porn, even though this is supposed to be a pleasurable activity. The predicament is even worse than someone who wears tight shoes all day to feel the relief of taking them off, because the porn addict goes through life with an ever-increasing amount of discomfort even when not using porn. Because the porn user is constantly looking for opportunities to watch more porn, almost every situation turns into a trigger: boredom, stress, relaxation, being alone, after an evening of socializing, disappointment, celebration, everything becomes a trigger. The truth is that porn neither relieves boredom and stress nor promotes concentration and relaxation. If you think about it, it's impossible. Viewing porn causes the body to release and absorb dopamine, which creates a feeling of intense reward seeking and pursuit of more pleasure. Once the porn session is over, dopamine levels drop even lower than before because the excess dopamine has caused our brains to shut off dopamine receptors. We're left with the withdrawal pangs. Nowhere in that sequence is concentration and relaxation possible. The human body is the most sophisticated object on the planet, but no species, even the lowest amoeba, survives without knowing the difference between food and poison. Through the evolutionary process of natural selection, Our minds and bodies have developed processes for rewarding actions that multiply and sustain humanity. But these mechanisms are not built to handle a superstimulant bigger, brighter, and edgier than anything found in nature. For someone who has never seen porn before, even the most muted two-dimensional image causes them to become aroused. But when they repeatedly look at the same image over and over, they will no longer be stimulated. Normally, the person would go do something else once the allure of the image has worn off. But internet porn has no such limiter. There are more images and videos than anyone could ever watch in their entire lifetime. It's blatantly false that only physically and mentally weak people become porn users. Someone might get lucky and have their first exposure to porn be so revolting that they never seek it out again. Or they may not be mentally prepared to go through the process of fighting to get themselves addicted, fearful of getting caught, being too busy, or not possessing the technical equipment or knowledge. Almost everyone knows how to operate a smartphone today, and the average age when children are first exposed to porn keeps getting lower. Enjoying internet porn is an illusion. Jumping from genre to genre, trying to find satisfaction without getting into the really extreme stuff so we can get a dopamine fix. Like heroin addicts, all they're really enjoying is the ritual of relieving the withdrawal for a while until it comes back. The high from the dance around the red line. Even when the porn addict finally finds a video clip that appeals to them, they will search for the few seconds scattered throughout the video they can enjoy, taking great care to avoid the disgusting parts. They will find and focus on the body parts that appeal to them the most. To live with themselves, porn users will dance around the red line, trying to stay entertained with softcore porn and avoiding the extreme stuff. But ask any porn user. If you cannot get your normal brand of porn and can only obtain an unsafe genre, do you stop masturbating? Of course not. A porn user will masturbate to anything: extreme, differences in sex orientation, look-alike performers, dangerous settings, shocking relationships, etc. Anything is better than nothing. To begin with, it might seem awful, but given enough time, you will learn to enjoy them. Porn users will seek fulfillment from porn after having real sex, after a long workday, fever, colds, flu, sore throats, and even when admitted in hospitals. Enjoyment has nothing to do with it. If sex is the goal, it makes no sense to be alone with your laptop. Some porn users find it alarming to realize they're drug addicts and might become discouraged about being able to quit. However, this is good news for two important reasons. One, the reason why most of us continue using is because although we know the disadvantages far outweigh the advantages, we believe there's something in the porn that we actually enjoy or that it acts like some sort of prop. We're under the illusion that after we stop using porn, there will be a void and certain situations in our lives never being quite the same. In fact, porn not only provides nothing, but it also only subtracts from our lives. Two, although internet porn is the most powerful trigger for novelty and sex-based dopamine flooding, because of the speed you become hooked, you're never badly hooked. The actual withdrawal pangs are so mild that most porn users have lived and died without realizing they've suffered them. Then why is it so difficult to quit? Why do porn users go through months of torture and spend the rest of their lives craving for porn at odd times? The answer is brainwashing. Neurotransmitter addiction is easy to cope with. Most porn users can go for days without porn while on business trips or travel, seemingly unaffected by withdrawal symptoms. Their little monster is safe in the knowledge you'll open your laptop as soon as you get to your hotel room with some free time. You can survive your obnoxious client and your megalomaniac manager, knowing the fix is there to take care of you. The smoker's analogy. A good analogy is that of cigarette smokers. If a smoker goes for 10 hours without a cigarette, they'll be tearing their hair out, but many smokers will buy a new car and refrain from smoking in it. Many will visit theaters, supermarkets, churches, and will have no problem not smoking in them. On trains and airplanes, there have been no riots by smokers. They might almost be pleased to have someone or something to stop them from smoking. Porn users will refrain from using internet porn in their parents' home during family gatherings with no trouble. In fact, most porn users have extended periods during which they abstain without any effort. The little monster is easy to cope with even when you're still addicted. There are millions of people who remain casual porn users all their lives, and they're just as addicted as the heavy user. There are even heavy porn users who've kicked the addiction but have an occasional peek, ensuring the door is wide open for another binge as soon as they feel depressed. As stated previously, porn addiction isn't the main problem. It simply acts as a catalyst to keep our minds confused about the real problem, brainwashing. Don't think the negative side effects of internet porn are exaggerated. If anything, they're understated. However, don't believe those who say that the neural pathways forged by porn addiction will be present for life. Our brains and bodies are miraculous machines, recovering within a matter of weeks. It's never too late to quit. A quick search of online communities will show you people of all ages rebooting their, and their partners' lives. As with anything, some humans take it to the next level, practicing semen retention and carezza, and through differentiation of the amative and propagative sides of sex, make their partners happier than ever before. Let it be consoling to lifelong and heavy porn users that it's just as easy for them to quit as it is for casual porn users. In fact, it's easier. The further porn has dragged you down, the greater the relief. When I quit, I went straight to zero and didn't have any painful withdrawal. In fact, the process was enjoyable. But first, we must remove the brainwashing.